Good morning. This week we're turning to a new chapter in the Confession of Faith, and we're turning our attention to the perseverance of Christians and God's preservation of us by His mighty power. Let me read the first very brief paragraph of chapter 17. They whom God has accepted in His beloved, effectually called and sanctified by His Spirit, can neither totally nor finally fall away from the state of grace, but shall certainly persevere therein to the end and be eternally saved. One way of thinking about our own perseverance in our Christian pilgrimage is to remember who we are. We are people accepted in Christ, God's beloved Son. And we're people who have been effectually called and sanctified by God's Holy Spirit. In short, we are people for whom the triune God has already done great things. And if God has done so much for us, if He has given us His Son and His Spirit, will He not then give us all that we need to run our race, to finish our journey, and to win the crown? Well, this is the sort of logic that Paul uses when he assures the Philippians that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus. Well, that's the clear teaching of the Scriptures. When God calls us to life in Christ, He calls us forever. Strikingly, one of the clearest statements about our eternal security in Christ was made at a time when the enemies of our Lord were circling around Him, doing all that they could to catch Him and ultimately kill Him. It was at that unlikely moment that the great shepherd chose to explain to all who could hear that He would never lose a single sheep in His fold. "I will give them eternal life," He declared, "and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of My hand." The reason for this confidence was at once so simple and so grand. "My Father, who has given them to Me, is greater than all," Jesus said, "and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." You see, we're an object. We are the object of a triune gift exchange, and no one will steal a gift from the Father to the Son. And that's why we can neither totally nor finally fall away from the state of grace. And yet, every Christian knows that we sometimes stumble. And some of us have discovered by bitter experience that if we neglect to light our path with the lamp of God's Word, that we will lose our way. It matters very much how we walk before our God. He never once encourages us to take His promises as excuses for carelessness in Christianity. Surely it's both wise and weighty then that we are not only reminded in this paragraph that we are preserved by God's grace, but also that we are to persevere to the end. Is this not exactly what Peter teaches? "Be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure." Only then, he's saying, if you do these things, can he promise that you will never fail or fall. We should offer no encouragement then to the idea that people are Christians who confess Christ as their Savior at one moment and then live a life of disobedience at every other. We may save a soul by reminding them that we have no reason to trust the testimony of one who displays no evidence of change. Recall the words of John, who tells us that no one who is born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him. He cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. People who are born again will feed on the milk of God's Word. They will learn to walk in His ways. They will mature to live in humble dependence on the Spirit of Christ. And we must be clear about this, each one of us, and also the elders of the church. After all, while the Bible does not teach us to expect such a creature as a carnal Christian, it does say that there is such a thing as a person who confesses Christ falsely and eventually falls away. And so we need to call to today's worldly Christians to trust in Christ and repent of their sins. Perhaps that call needs to come to someone in this room this morning. Are you refusing to follow the path of hard obedience? Have you started down the easy road of sin? Well, then turn to Christ. Ask Him to pardon your sins and to change your life. For there is only one way to live this life and eternal life. And that is in dependence on God's power. It's by God's power that we are guarded through faith for a salvation that's ready to be revealed at the last time. It's through Him that I can say to you this morning that you will obtain, through Jesus Christ, the outcome of your faith and the salvation of your souls. Well, that's a good way to start a paragraph, isn't it? We'll go on next week to look at what else we can learn about the perseverance of the saints. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you are the one who preserves us to the end. And that you do so by your Son and your Spirit. And so we ask that you would help us. Help us to persevere to the end in your grace by walking a life of humble obedience, repentance, and faith. Do this, we pray, for we cannot do it ourselves without your mighty power. And we ask this in your Son's name. Amen.